the land what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many. And Samson said unto her, If they bind me with 7 green withs that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. And he said unto her, If they bind me fast with new ropes that never were occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Then he told her all his heart and said unto her, There hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. And I am this day weak, though anointed king, and these men, the sons of Zeruiah, be too hard for me. The Lord shall reward the doer of evil according to his wickedness. And I will come upon him while he is weary and weak-handed, and will make him afraid, and all the people that are with him shall flee, and I will smite the king only. And be strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Behold, thou hast instructed many, and thou hast strengthened the weak hands. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. All they shall speak and say unto thee, Art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. All hands shall be feeble, and all knees shall be weak as water. How weak is thine heart, saith the Lord God, seeing thou doest all these things, the work of an imperious, whorish woman. And it shall be, when they say unto thee, Wherefore sighest thou? That thou shalt answer, For the tidings, because it cometh. And every heart shall melt, and all hands shall be feeble, and every spirit shall faint, and all knees shall be weak as water. Behold, it cometh, and shall be brought to pass, saith the Lord God. Beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. I have showed you all things, how that, so laboring, ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, It is more blessed to give than to receive. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believeth that he may eat all things, another, who is weak, eateth herbs. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. We, then, that are strong, ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised. Howbeit, there is not in every man that knowledge. For some with conscience of the idol unto this hour, eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. But take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. For if any man see thee which hast knowledge sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols? And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died? But when ye sin so against the brethren, and wound their weak conscience, ye sin against Christ. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, whereinsoever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Since ye seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, which to you word is not weak, but is mighty in you. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. For we are glad when we are weak, and ye are strong. And this also we wish, even your perfection. But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men.